Volume of sales of existing home has dropped at the national level.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The housing market nationwide has started to show signs of slowdown since March 2017, when the number of units sold peaked at 5.7 million units annually. By the end of 2017, sales volume nationwide dropped by 2%. Last year, sales volume dropped by 10%, and this is not a minor change. This year appears to be a toss-up. Early in the year, there were sizable drops in the number of units sold, and while still well below the numbers sold in 2007 or even 2018, some recovery has taken place since then. In the Lehigh Valley, the number of houses sold has been almost constant since the middle of 2017. The average sales price of an existing house sold nationwide peaked in June of 2019 at $321,000. In the Valley, prices are still climbing and reach $248,000 as of July 2019. Volume of sales nationwide started to drop more than a year before the start of the Great Recession and rebounded a year after the official start of the recovery. In the Valley, the decline of sales volume started 10 months before the start of the recession, and sales volume started its rebound 5 months before the start of the recovery. A shorter period of decline, however, housing prices in the Valley dropped by 26% back then compared to 20% nationwide. It should be noted that while 26% drop is significant, there were worse areas than ours. Areas like Tampa, Florida, where prices dropped by almost 50%. Housing prices have been recovering from those dark days of recession, even in Tampa. Prices eventually exceeded their 2005 level in 2016. 11 years to get back where they were. And mind you, this is just in current dollar. Adjusted for inflation, they still have ways to go. The Valley's housing inventory is very low, mostly due to the fact that we are not building new homes. New building permits were running at above 400 per month in the Valley during the boom years of 2003-2005, and around 100 a month even during the recession. They have now dropped to around 35 permits per month. We are not building new houses anywhere close to what we used to do, even during the dark days of the Great Recession. The housing market is very sensitive to mortgage rates, since usually it is the monthly payment that's the final determinant of purchase. Mortgage rates, which were knocking at 5% in 2018, have now dropped closer to 3.5%. However, a factor even more important than mortgage rates in demand for housing is economic outlook, which of late has started not to look all that great. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.